Lesson 32. Trains go faster.
Think about it.
How do you usually travel to other cities? Talk about your first time taking a train.
In the 1700s, many scientists worked on steam engines. In the 1760s, a scientist in England found a way to put steam engines and wheels together. Soon, people had a new type of transportation, the steam train. In 1804, the first train engine was born in England. It traveled only about 15 kilometers in 2 hours. In 1825, the first passenger railway opened. The Rocket was the most famous early engine. During the 1830s, countries all over the world started to build railways. 50 years later, many countries had railways. People built many train stations to help passengers get on and off the trains easily. Early trains were slow by today's standards. The Rocket had a top speed of only 45 kilometers per hour. Today's high-speed trains can travel at about 300 kilometers per hour. The fastest trains can go about 500 kilometers an hour. Maybe trains will have no wheels in the future. Maybe they will ride on air. That would be amazing.
High-speed trains are fast.
Let's do it.
Read the lesson and answer the questions.
Where was the first train engine built? When did the first passenger railway open? How fast do today's trains go? What might future trains be like?
Listen to the dialogues and tick the correct information.
1. When was the first train engine built?
In 1804.
2. How fast did the rocket travel?
45 kilometers per hour.
3. How many people did the first engine pull?
70 people.
4. How fast can the fastest trains go?
About 500 kilometers an hour.
Complete the dialogue with the correct forms of the words in the box.
Railway, station, speed, passenger.
Read the passage and answer the questions.
Over 2,000 years ago, Chinese people invented kites. Kites can fly like birds, but they can't take people up into the sky. Hundreds of years later, the Wright brothers made the first successful experiment. A machine carrying a man rose into the sky using its own energy. It was the first plane. Inventors went on to improve planes. Two engineers, Frank Whittle of the UK and Hans von Ohlen of Germany, developed the jet plane during the late 1930s. Who invented kites? Can kites take people up into the sky? Where was Frank Whittle from?